Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You are Locked On Pacers, your daily Indiana Pacers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Welcome back to Locked On Pacers. My name is Tom Lewis of IndyCornrows.com. Here to give you the latest news and notes about the Indiana Pacers. And on this episode, we'll check in with the Pacers after their practice at the Fieldhouse on Thursday before heading to Washington, D.C., where they will take on the Wizards on Friday night. Nationally televised game on ESPN, 8 p.m. tip. In case you're wondering, not the normal 7 or 7:30, and sets up as another big game for the Pacers after dropping a tough one to Cleveland on Wednesday. Now they're facing the Wizards, who have been playing quite well of late. They also had to play Cleveland this week on Monday, and then had to go up to Brooklyn, where they beat the Nets on Wednesday night, but needed overtime to get it done. It sounds familiar. 114-110, they ended up winning to get back in the win column. So we'll look ahead to that matchup. Before we dig into the day's news, I want to make sure you reach out to me. Any feedback or thoughts on the Pacers, you can reach me via email at indycornrows@gmail.com or on Twitter at indycornrows. Okay, before we hit on the Wiz, react to some comments after practice at the Fieldhouse on Thursday, where Nate McMillan and Paul George both spoke, and kind of looking back at the rough loss and then how the team's going to react. Nate McMillan, you know, just felt like Pacers weren't able to raise their level of play to match the Cavs, who did so after the half and really came out attacking the Pacers. I could argue that the Pacers not only didn't raise their play, but kind of faded and really lost their aggressiveness. And as McMillan said, the Cavs were definitely the aggressors there in the second half. And they came out and took control of the game. And essentially, you know, the Pacers ran up against a good team. And the Cavs did what good teams do. And that's something that, you know, the Pacers have to learn from. You know, they started out great, but they got to maintain that level of play and not allow the other team to seize control of the game and be the aggressors. So now looking ahead, you know, obviously they want to have a response and bounce back after the loss. They've been good at doing that throughout the year, bouncing back after tough losses. But McMillan feels like that should be the response every game. You want to come back and play better. But especially after a loss. So now, you know, they're looking ahead at another good team in the Wizards and have to put that Cavs game behind them. Otherwise, they're going to get caught lingering on that and get beat again on the road for sure. So Paul George also talked about kind of the point guard matchup with Jeff Teague having to go against John Wall. And that, you know, Teague is never going to have a night off. You know, he's had Russell Westbrook. He's had Kyrie Irving, now John Wall, and that there really are not that many teams with weak point guard situation. As PG called it, this is the golden age of points, referring to all the good point guards. So, and fortunately, Jeff Teague is showing that he is one of those as well of late. But one thing that he has been able to do against these quality offensive point guards is to attack them and make them play defense. And get some points back, kind of nullify the impact that those guys have had on the game. So we'll probably see more of that against the Wizards as Teague can get into the lane and make things happen and he's going to have to do that there again. As McMillan said, going to have to be the aggressors and take it at the whiz, because Washington has been doing that to other teams with John Wall just putting the hammer down, Bradley Beal playing strong. It's been a real tough backcourt duo, and they've won a lot of games of late by leaning on those guys. So, but the other thing, you know, they're getting good contributions from Otto Porter, you know, Kelly Oubre off the bench, of course, Gortat. Is always a pain to the Pacers, and he's in the mix. Now, former Pacer Yamahimi played his first game in a few months, so it'll be interesting to see how he bounces back from his first action. He had a little foul trouble, which Jan is kind of prone to even when he's fully healthy, so getting back in the mix, we'll see how he does there. But as far as Paul George's comments, aside from the Teague matchup, he said, essentially backing up what he said after the game against the Cavs, that, you know, if this is the team he thinks they are, and if this is the team that his teammates think they are, they're going to come out and really put up a good game against the Wizards. And, you know, we'll see how they react. And on Thursday, PG referred to it as going into the game with a pissed-off approach, ready to grind, ready to, again, be the aggressor and battle and fight for everything in that game against the Wizards, because this is a team that, you know, they want to challenge for valuable real estate in the Eastern Conference standings. And, you know, he talked about how the poor start of the season kind of put them in a bind, and were they able to play as they have been over the past few weeks, you know, he feels like they would be battling for first or second place in the conference. Now, as it is, you know, they're still in the mix and really, you know, trying to rise in the standings and at least get into a spot where they can have home court advantage in the first round of the playoffs. So, you know, playing against Washington, they're two games behind Washington right now in the standings. The Wizards are third overall, behind Boston in second, and of course Cleveland at the top. So all these games are big, and as we are all well aware, been talking about it for a while now, the schedule is rough right now, so there is a bit of a survival mode, but each game is an opportunity. And, you know, the Pacers feel like they kind of blew an opportunity against the Cavs at home on Wednesday based on the way they started the game out. The game was there for them to win, and they just weren't able to put it together and get it done. So also, let's look back at the first two meetings between the teams. The Pacers beat the Wizards at the Fieldhouse. If you recall that game, Thad Young rolling down the lane with a sweet one-hander. I wouldn't necessarily call it a teardrop, but it wasn't a layup, wasn't a dunk for sure. Just a little runner in the lane from the big fella for the game winner, as the Wizards were able to get the ball out of Paul George's hand for that game-winning shot, but Thad Young stepped up and cashed it in, much to the dismay of the Wiz. So Pacers in that game were able to weather a strong start from the Wizards in the first quarter, and then hang on, and that game went down the wire. They were able to take the lead. Wizards rallied in the fourth quarter, but it wasn't enough. So Wizards didn't really shoot that well in that game. John Wall only had 19 points, missed all five of his threes. Beal was 3 for 11 in that game, so the Pacers leaned on Paul George, who had 27 points. Got some quality effort off the bench in that game with C.J. Miles and Al Jefferson. Now Miles will be in the starting lineup, so things are a little different. But the tide turned when they went to Washington shortly after that, about a week after they played in Indy. The Wizards won 111 to 105, and in this one, of course, the Pacers had the early lead, and then let it slip away. Throughout the game, Wall, again, was a monster. 36 points, 9 assists, and 11 rebounds in that one. Really dominated the action. And while Paul George, you know, threw up 34 points of his own, it seems like PG always plays well in Washington, but he's going to need some help this time around. He got 19 points and 11 assists in that game, but it wasn't enough against Wall, who was too tough for the Pacers. So now, as the two teams meet for the third time and second time in Washington, you got to start looking at a tiebreaker, as we're talking about jockeying the standings. Eventually, may come to a spot at the end of the year where they're tied, and every little advantage can help. So right now, the Wiz have an advantage in the conference schedule since they're tied, although they have played more games, so they're actually even in the loss column. But getting a win on the road at Washington would certainly go a long way to hopefully securing a tiebreaker against the Wiz. Of course, they play in Indy just before the All-Star break on that Thursday before next week, so we'll have things settled by then. But getting that win on the road would be nice. So we'll see what state the Wiz are in. They really had a long stretch of really sustained, strong play, a lot like the Pacers. Took care of business against teams they should. Also had some big wins in there. But they, got beat by the Cavs and then struggled on the road against the Nets before winning. So we'll see what kind of state they're in on Friday night. Now, as for the injury report, Thad Young is listed as questionable, although Nate McMillan said he doesn't expect him to play on Friday nor Saturday. Swelling in his left wrist is still bad, and he's not going to be available. So that hurts, obviously, when you consider that the one win against the Wizards came off a big play from Thad. So, again, I'm sure they will continue to play with LaVoy Allen. As for the Wizards, they did not have Markieff Morris, who is struggling with a strained calf, and he is questionable as well. He did not play against the Nets. If he doesn't play, it sounds like they'll bring Kelly Oubre off the bench and maybe slide Otto Porter up and play a little smaller. That might lend itself to an adjustment by the Pacers, who could match that if need be with C.J. Miles sliding up to the four and Glenn Robinson the third playing with that starting unit. But I'm sure they will start with LaVoy Allen. That's how they have been going the past couple of games without Thad. And I'd expect that to continue. So it should be a fun game. Again, ESPN will have all of the action on TV, as well as I believe it is going to be on Fox Sports Indiana as well. So if you can't handle the national play-by-play guys, although I think Hubie Brown's doing the analyst work. Can never go wrong with Hubie. But if you want that Pacers point of view, Kristen Ehrich, Quinn Buckner will be on hand. So either option is available if you get Fox Sports Indiana. So make sure you check out the game. Also, would love to hear your thoughts on the game and the Pacers as they head into a back-to-back with the Wizards on Friday night, Bucks at home on Saturday night, where they will celebrate the 90s. Should be a fun night at the Fieldhouse, so come down and check it out. All right, so you can reach me at email at indycornrows@gmail.com or on Twitter at indycornrows. And you can find the podcast on audioboom.com. Also, subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and Google Play, where all prior episodes are available. And that's all for now. You've been listening to Locked On Pacers on the Locked On Podcast Network. You got it.